Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo. I'm sat in the quiet room at the Clifton Hotel, which is one of my regular haunts, and I have Vicky Manley with me, who has kindly agreed to come and chat about her experience of horse riding. So, hiya Vicky.
Hiya Jo.
Okay, so you're blind, aren't you, Vicky?
Totally blind, yeah. Yeah. I have been from birth.
Okay. And you love horse riding, don't you?
I do very much so, yeah.
So how long have you been horse riding for?
I knew you were going to ask me that. let's see, it was a year last October, I think I started it.
Right, okay.
But I'd already done a bit when I was younger. But when I say a bit, I mean I'd like literally sat on a horse and been led round by people.
Yeah.
Not proper horse riding, whereas now I get, well, now I've had proper horse riding lessons as such, so.
So do you go to a stables that's geared up for disabled people?
Yeah, I go to the RDA.
Yeah, it's riding for the disabled,
that's it,
isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. So how does that work? What happens? Do you want to talk us through, do you have lessons now or do you go in a group?
I have been in a group at the RDA one, but I go to two different places, you see. But at the other one, I don't get put in a group, but that's a bit more expensive, but better, I think. I probably shouldn't say that, really, but...
That's all right, you can.
Better for me in that they seem to be more experienced and they seem to be teaching me more to do with how to like put the reins when you've finished on the horse and how to sort of like put the stirrups up and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so they're not just teaching you how to ride, they're actually teaching you stable management as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the word.
So do you want to talk us through what happens in a lesson? So, because it's quite interesting, isn't it? You don't just use a lead rein anymore, do you?
No, I actually am able to ride on my own now with directions. And the place that I've just talked about that I'm going to at the moment does it via a... I was going to say headset, but that's the wrong word. Earpiece, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have an earpiece and I have an earpiece. So they can talk to me and direct me and I can talk back to them and ask them if I need to go a bit more left or a bit more right or whatever sort of thing.
Excellent.
So that's... saying that, though, my last lesson that I had with Janet, who is the overall person that runs that particular place, she came with me and she walked alongside of me and she was directing me, but I was doing turns and I was doing sort of like diagonals and things like that to get used to the feel of the movement of the horse a bit more and when I need to turn and how much I need to turn and that kind of thing, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, so that must feel great. That must feel so independent rather than being led round.
Oh, it does, it does. It's a newfound freedom, really, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've actually been entered and done, should I say, two competitions July?
I think it was July.
So I went and I did the regionals I'm trying to think where that was and I can't remember, but I did the regionals anyway, somewhere not too far away from Hereford, and then I came second in that. And then I did the, what was it called? I can't think what they're called. That's really bad. It will come to me in a minute, sorry.
That's all right. Wasn't nationals, was it?
Nationals, that was it. Yeah, I did the nationals a few weeks later. And I had to do a countryside challenge. For this I was led. But I had to do particular things on horseback So I was led, but I had to drive the horse, if you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And they could direct me and they could sort of tell me when I was getting to something, but I had to then do it. So, for instance, we started with a post box. So we were given a pretend letter to post into a post box. So we had to obviously do a walk up to the post box, stop at the post box, and you were marked on how you stopped at the post box. And you were marked on, obviously, the fact that you needed to stay there and put the letter in the post box, which I think was, like, on my right, so I would do that with my right hand and hold my reins in my left hand while I was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But you could put them on the horse's back, I think, as well, if you needed to. Then I went on to the archway, I think it was. Oh, no, sorry, I missed... then I went on to some obstacles. I had to weave in and out of several obstacles. And, excuse me, again, I got directed, but I had to still do all the steering. So,
yeah.
There were quite tight turns in that. And they were all different, like, sizes, different obstacles. Then we went through an archway and I had to duck. They could tell us when to duck, but I had to obviously do it. Mm. Then there was a figure of eight, which was the most difficult one, especially in walk. Apparently it's easier in trot, but I've not tried it yet. And then there was various other things that we had to do. And... yeah, it was really good. It was an ace opportunity and something that I never thought I would get to do, to be honest. I mean, I originally started horse riding because I wanted to get the experience and also because I felt that it would help me lose weight because I was needing to at the time. Mm. And it did help me to lose weight and it helped me to keep fit, but it also gave me a new brilliant hobby. So yeah, it's really good that I've got entered into the competitions and that I've been able to do them, and yeah, really looking forward to doing dressage next year.
That's interesting. I'm wondering how dressage works when you've no sight at all, because obviously you've got to know where the letters are that you need to go to and things like that with dressage, don't you?
I will have to know, but this is where they can use the earpiece.
Yeah, that's brilliant, isn't it?
So I'm being... I was going to say trained, I don't know whether that's the right word, really. Trained?
Probably is, yeah. Yeah.
To do that at the moment, every time I go. And I ride a horse called Frosty. She's lovely. So, yeah. But I thoroughly enjoy it. And, yeah, I wish that more people could do it, really, because it's just...
yeah.
It's just... very different, but yeah.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Vicky. What would you say, just finally, before we close, what would you say to anybody who's thinking of maybe having a go, or maybe they've got a child that fancies having a go and they're a bit like, oh, should they, shouldn't they? What would you say?
Try and ring somewhere that's close to you if you've got an RDA place and maybe explain the situation, but go and try it. Because you just never know where it's going to lead. I mean, I certainly didn't, as I say, expect to be in competitions, and who knows? I just don't know really where it's going to go. Once I've done dressage, I don't know what I'll end up doing next year after that. But and whether there'll be more competitions afterwards, who knows? But yeah, just try, because you know you've got to just make the most out of life, haven't you? Really,
you do, absolutely. Thanks ever so much for talking to us, Vicky.
Thank you for letting me. And keep up the good work with BI Talk.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VI Talk Podcast. And our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.